It's America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
Hey, Leslie, you know, I'm sure you know what we call toxic people.
Mm-hmm.
Toxic people are people who drag the energy out from you and suck it out so that you have nothing left.
Right.
Toxic people are negative.
Mm-hmm.
They're the Debbie Downers mm-hmm. of the world.
Right.
If you remember that character from SNL. They're the people who are complainers. They are people who make you crazy because they're just stressed out. So they make you stressed out. So Entrepreneur Magazine had this cool article about how to deal with toxic people.
Oh,
now,
really?
If I know you, Leslie,
yes.
You'd say, just walk away.
Yes. Well, I would say insult them loudly and then walk away.
But there are, they've actually identified a number of traits from successful people on how to deal with the toxic.
And what does it do? Is it create distance between you and the toxic person, or does it actually turn the toxic person around? Does it correct their behavior?
It helps them to be aware of their behavior, because I think a lot of people aren't aware that they are toxic.
Okay.
I think they'd be surprised to find out. And it also creates a barrier between you so that you don't get crazy
mm-hmm.
and their toxicity.
Okay.
Right? So sometimes you have just toxic people in your family.
True.
They're there, and you know, you're not going to divorce your family, or maybe you can, but by and large, you're going to stick with your family and protect yourself at the same time.
Usually, though, the toxic person, they're not all bad. They have one or two amazing redeeming qualities. Like, they're negative. They suck the life out of you. They expect the world to revolve around them, but they're hilariously funny. So you get something out of the relationship, too, and you tend to hang in there with a toxic person much longer than you should.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, it also states that there's an upside in everything
mm-hmm.
in life.
So, okay. All so right, so how do we
even
deal?
Even happy experiences with toxic people. So one of the things is to set limits with complainers, especially because they are going to wallow in their problems and they're not going to think about solutions. They just get stuck on what the issue is
mm-hmm.
and what the problem is. So
mm-hmm.
the idea is to set limits. They often bring you in to share in their negativity and their problems.
So you say, I'll only listen to you complain for 10 minutes, then we're done?
You need to distance yourself.
Oh.
And so at a certain point, you cut them off and you say, how do you intend to fix it? What are your plans to fix the problem?
Okay.
So that
I can't fix it. I'm stuck here at the airport and I wanted to go home and now I'm going to miss dinner and I'm going to miss my conference call with the lawyer. And well, how do you answer that?
They will, apparently they're supposed to, the way this is working out, they're supposed to say, realize that it's over.
It's fruitless.
Kill, and they stop it.
Okay.
Or the direction of the conversation goes in a different way.
All right.
So that's number one. Number two is what they call they don't die in the fight. So what they say is that successful people who deal with toxic people know how it is important to live to get back on your feet
mm-hmm.
and get out there and fight for another day or fight another day. If your foe is a toxic person, their unchecked emotion makes you dig your heels in and fight the kind of battle that can leave you severely damaged.
So you just give up? This
is how you choose your battles wisely,
mm-hmm.
and you stand your ground when the time is right.
Okay.
Otherwise, you don't get involved.
Okay.
Walk away.
All right.
Toxic people make you crazy because their behavior is often irrational,
mm-hmm.
and there's no reason. So that's when it gets really, for me, really frustrating. There's no reason. There's irrationality. There's nothing but emotion, and you're allowing yourself to get sucked into the mix of all of this
so
mess.
Does it help to point out that they're irrational?
Well, the more irrational and off base they are, the easier it should be for you. And it's not so much about teaching them.
Okay.
It's about you and your survival.
So when you see they're just acting in a ridiculous fashion, you can
pull back.
Distance.
Right.
Okay.
You're not going to win in trying to reason.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to just step back, distance yourself emotionally, and approach, I love this, approach their interactions like they're a science project.
Oh, that's good.
Or if you're...
Well, that'll create detachment.
Yeah, or if you're their therapist, how would you deal with it in that way? So there's just a few of the items on the entrepreneur list of how to deal with toxic people I'd love to share with you.
That's fantastic. So if you've got one of those in your family, have at it.
There you go. It's Valerie Smaldone and Leslie Gold on America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. ABM owns bikes with both the carburetor and fuel injection gas delivery system. Which is less likely to break? What system is easier to fix? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Modern bikes come with a fuel pump to feed injectors via a computerized mapping module. Carbureted bikes require nothing more than a gravity feed to get the gas to the right size jets. Both fall victim to ethanol with rubber cracking and gummed up lines. Should the injected bike's tank fuel pump fail, there's no way to fix it along the highway. When a battery-deprived carbureted bike won't start, hit it rolling and pop the clutch. On an injected bike, hook up a charger or call for a tow. Injection? Vastly more complicated. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's a simple way to stand out from the crowd?
Communications expert Robin Hatcher says, dress to express. What's the one quality about you that you just love?
Express that quality with your style choices.
For example, out of 30 women at a networking event, she was one of only four wearing a color other than black. She wore a red sweater, which reflected both her passion and easygoing nature.
Now, guys, don't think this only applies to women. Donald Trump is a master marketer. His signature style? A colorful silk tie.
Build your personal brand by making your style choice clearly visible in your social media profiles.
Dress to express. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.